Right, a final look at your sport this morning, starting off with rugby. Hollybet Sharks coach John Plumtree expects a tough encounter against top United Rugby Championship side Leinster later today. Now, the Irish side's boss, Leo Cullen, has left Springbok champ Ergius Snyman and All Blacks star Jordy Barrett out of the match day 23 squad. Leinster Academy scrum half Fintan Gunn earned his first start. Lock Alan Spicek.
Sorry. Say it again.
No. We're moving on. Leave me alone. Thank you. Lock Alan Spicer could debut off the bench while Max Deegan captains the side as they look to bounce back from their first loss in the URC this season. That one against the Bulls last weekend. Now, the Durbanites boss says they've had to make adjustments to prepare for what's to come.
We come up with what we thought was most of the problems this week and gone about fixing those up. Was obviously the best club in the URC at the moment. That club has gone from strength to strength in terms of developing its their players, and for they have a wider squad to be so competitive is certainly admirable. So yeah, we know it's going to be a tough game.
Kickoff to the match today is at 7:15. The Vodacom Bulls are also in action as they take on our opponents of last week, Zebra Palmer, which kicks off at 2:15 this afternoon. And then in some football, Mamelodi Sundowns had to dig deep to claim a 1-0 victory over a stubborn Sekhukhune United side in their Nedbank Cup quarterfinal match played at the Lucas Moripe Stadium. Now, this means that Masandawana have progressed to the semi-finals of the Nedbank Cup, where they will square off with Soweto Giants Kaizer Chiefs. In the other semi-final, other Soweto Giants, Orlando Pirates, will take on Marumo Gallants. Staying with football, there's two KZN sides in action today. Chippa United will play host to AmaZulu at 3:30. At the same kickoff time, Golden Arrows will play host to Kaizer Chiefs. And then ending off on the green, George Kutsia is in search of back-to-back wins as he chases his second victory in as many weeks on the Sunshine Tour as he heads into the weekend of the DNI Tour Championship with a two-stroke lead. Now, Kutsia produced a bogey-free 65 in yesterday's second round to lead on 12 under par. His nearest challenger, Daniel van Tonder, who tops the order of merit, is 10 under par after his 4 under par 68. Now, he had a bit of a tough road to get in the lead, but says patience was key.
Patience was really key, I think, on the back nine, just kind of waiting for opportunities and not trying to force it. And then, yeah, kind of bled over into the front nine and picked up a couple of extras, which was kind of just from the form from the back nine that kind of pulled over into the front and stuff, played pretty well.
Right, that's it from me.